Good morning and welcome. Service begins on page 355 of the Great Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord, is risen indeed.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we say together, glory to God in Christ, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name, and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the book of Acts. The rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they were inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we were are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm this morning is a 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
And leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul.
And guides me along right pathways for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your God is your staff.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me.
You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The second reading is from the book of John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and we do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Attending, sort of, virtually continuing education.
So there's this yearly international conference on spirituality that I never go to because between hotel and airfare and conference fee, I can't afford it. But this year I could because it was virtual. And I attended a continuing education on border ministries last August, and they finally figured out how to film and interview and show us films of what was happening at the border as well. So that happened to be this week. And I signed up for a 12-part series that was supposed to be an hour and a half, but each segment was 2 hours, and it was Wednesdays at noon. So throughout Lent, I missed those, so I was catching up on those this week. So as you can imagine, I heard lots of amazing stories and ideas and research and just prayed and prayed and prayed. Each speaker started with prayer. Absolutely incredible. And hearing people that I've read their books over the years, John Chittister is one of the keynote speakers. Richard Rohr is one of the keynote speakers. Just incredible. And stories of trauma and spirituality, grief and spirituality, healing and spirituality, aging and spirituality, children and the list goes on and on and on. Just incredible. But two of the speakers have really stuck with me. One was about story listening. Story listening instead of storytelling. And it said when we are hearing somebody's story, their deepest heartfelt story, we need to listen. And listen without judgment. And listen without questions or solutions or opinions. Just hold the stories they are offering. And what we know is when you do that, or when that happens for us, when somebody really truly hears us without judgment or opinion or solutions or questions, that's where the healing starts. That's where reconciliation starts. That's where transformation starts. Once we are heard and known without judgment. Just incredible. And then Reverend Adam Bucko grew up, he was born in the 70s in totalitarian Poland. He emigrated to the United States when he was 17 and became ordained as a priest in the Episcopal Church in 2019. But for more than 10 years, he worked with New York City homeless youth. New York City homeless youth. And I'm familiar with the terms nuns and duns, but I haven't thought of it in perspective of youth. Nuns, N-O-N-E-S, are the people who grew up without any faith tradition, have never heard the word, do not know Jesus at all. And then the duns are the people who had a religious upbringing and now have left it. They're done with the church. And he said in most cases with the youth, it's because the church was done with them. Because they were LGBTQ, or they were drug addicted, or they were teen pregnant, or they had mental illness, and their faith community had ostracized them. And he said, how can you minister to these youth who have never heard the good news or have been harmed by the good news? And he said two things that work. It's that story listening idea. He said, he asks them, what breaks your heart? And then listens. And listens. And once they're through telling the story over time, he then asks them, what makes you truly alive? And if we think about our answers to that question, what makes you truly alive? It's the many gifts that we have in life, those things that make us smile and give us purpose. And he said, and when they were filled with that feeling of joy and abundance and purpose, he would say, you know that feeling that you're feeling right now? That's what I call God. And he said, and then the ministry continues. But as I was hearing that, I kept thinking about Good Shepherd Sunday. So today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and we've heard about it ever since we've been going to church. And we have those images in our head of Jesus carrying the sheep on his shoulders and hearing the stories about sheep that aren't very bright or follow who knows what, the hired hand into the bushes, who get easily injured, who are easily influenced, who don't have much of a brain. I don't like thinking of myself that way, although probably most of that is true. Left on my own, I do make poor choices at times, or wander off into the weeds, or get hurt. But today on Good Shepherd Sunday, I think of the questions that came up for me with the readings and with the learnings I've had this week. And I think about the readings, the Good Shepherd is described in today's readings as the one who brings salvation, brings healing, restores my soul, leads me, guides me, feeds me, protects me from the wolves, lays down his life for me. And Jesus says in the gospel, my sheep listen to me. And then Peter, when he's brought before the authorities, the rulers and temple authorities, they ask him, how did you heal this man? By what power or in whose name were you able to heal? And the three questions I thought of that all tie together are, by what power or in whose name do you live your life? Whose voice do you follow? And how do we know what to trust or what is true? I think about the many stories I've heard over the past week, the stories of faith, people crossing boundaries, people going outside the margins to reach out to others, the many ways that we do ministry, but what I've heard underneath it all is having a life of faith. And I think about the messages that we get here in the United States and throughout the developed countries is, who has the power? What gives us the power? In whose power do we do our deeds? And I think in our country, we think, well, we have the power. It was by my power that I got where I am today. And when I think about it, yes, it takes my grit and hard determination and labor, but by whose power? The power comes from Jesus. I think about people who live in countries that, like that young priest, totalitarian Poland at that time, or China, or North Korea, where the government tells you what to do, where they are isolated from science and news and social media. By what power or authority? I think about little children, one of the, I guess, contemporary phrases that we hear from little children and teens, you're not the boss of me. I think one of the first, second, or third words that children learn is no. Taking that independence and authority on themselves. And we do it from a very young age. It's part of our culture. We are independent people. And I think of the times that I may have said that to God, when I get that nudge, you're not the boss of me, I'm gonna do it my way. I think about whose voices we listen to. And I think about the many, many, many ways that we can get news on the TV, online, in print, and whose voice do we listen to when we know that influences who we are, how we live, our life of faith. I think about social media and how my grandkids love to watch YouTube videos and somehow think that that's real. The voice they're listening to of consumerism, or that we're listening to, advertisers. I don't know which is better, Kraft or Hellman's. We all have an opinion. We listen to them whether we want to or not. We listen to the voice of temptation, and we listen to the voice of fear that tells us that there's not enough, that increases that sense of insecurity, scarcity, not enough food, not enough money, not enough love to go around. And I think about the truth. What is the truth? And the first thing I thought of is Jack Nicholson shouting at Tom Cruise and a few good men, "You can't handle the truth." And I know there are times that we can't handle the truth. But I know a lot of times we don't see the truth. Thinking of all those things, by whose power or in whose name do we lead our lives? What is the voice that I listen to? Who can I trust, or how do I know what is true? And we come to Good Shepherd Sunday, and we come to the Easter season, and I think of the joy and the abundance and the love that we get in this season, the idea of that good shepherd. And I know I need that good shepherd. I need someone to lead me and guide me and to feed me and to care for me. I need the Gospels. I need to hear those stories and listen to them and listen to them until I'm transformed. I know that my power comes through Jesus. And how do we do this? Reading the Gospels, praying, and to listen, meditate, whatever, take a walk in nature, however you hear the voice of God. I have people that I go to every month, and we tell our spiritual stories and where we are in life to each other, because we know that they will not only hold the story, but they will bring up the voice of God. How do you hear God in this? Is this where God is leading you? Asking the tough questions, helping me to hear the voice of God. Our collect for today says, God, whose son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. I also thought about the quote from Reverend Adam Bucko, the young man who grew up in Poland. And he said, I remember as a kid just being enveloped by this loving presence. And it felt like, even though everything around me was falling apart, nonetheless, there was something, almost like a motherly presence that is holding me. And therefore, it's okay for me to be here, to be alive, and to continue with my life. It's that invitation of the Easter season to see, to know, to touch, to be with, to dwell with, to abide in Jesus. To know that he is alive, that he walks with us and talks with us. Are you ready to entrust your life to Jesus Christ? To rest in him? To trust in him? To listen to him? And to commit your life to him? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join me in saying the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, we found on page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are called on.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, for our priest, Lynn and Gary, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. This morning we pray for Gail, Kimberly J., Jen, and John and family, Don M., Jim L., Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Gary, Julie, and Ben. We also pray for Cheryl, Dean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Elijah Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, our students and teachers, our first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Yeah.
For our brothers and sisters.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
for the rain.
We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you sent your apostles, peace I give to you. My own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Walking Christ, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thy own have we given. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, has he won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let's keep the feast. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward in a single row and to purell your hands before you come up, distance between family groups, and hold out your hand to receive the host. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Thank you. God in Christ. Post-communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.